Yeah.
On the last hitter, and I am trying to launch every ball 800 feet, right? I'm swinging out of my ass, and of course everything's going towards right field. All of a sudden, about 15 swings into the, Ted Williams says, so, he goes, so Lance, you had a pretty good year last year. I go, yeah, I did okay. And I never looked back, you know, I just kept it. You had a pretty good year, I did all right. He goes, how many home runs you wind up? I go, 17. He goes, well, where is that, you know, where'd that put you? I go, second league. He goes, no shit. He goes, you didn't join the club until June, you know, and you finished second in the league. And I go, yeah. He goes, then all of a sudden he pauses. He goes, well, how many did you hit the left? You got time?
Yeah, sure.
He goes, so how many did you hit the left? Because, you know, Ted Williams, he's like, he's more of a pull hitter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, they said, you know, the Williams shift,
right,
and everything.
Well, that's,
yeah,
what they had on me, a,
yeah,
lot of teams, because that's,
yeah,
how much I pull.
Yeah.
He goes, so how many did you hit the left? And I go, not that many. I'm like, because, you know, Ted Williams is like, every other word is fuck. I mean, you know what?
Oh, he's there, right?
Yeah, Ted's like the worst hitting instructor ever because nobody, he can't tolerate anybody. He's like too good for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so he's like, he would sit there and go, you know, he would tell guys when they were hitting in batting practice, hit that fucking ball 400 feet to right. This ball should be hit 450 to left. He goes, Jesus, swing the fucking bat. You know what I mean? Everything, you know? So anyway, he goes to me. He goes, so 17, huh? And I go, yeah. How many did you hit the left? I go, not that many. And I just kept swinging.
Yeah.
He goes, you hit five? No, not five. He goes, three. I go, no, a little less than three. And he goes, and then he goes, one. You had to hit one. I go, oh, one less. And I'm, you know, I never look back. I just kept swinging, you know. I go, one less.
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, you didn't hit any of the left? And I go, not a one. And I go, oh, here it comes, because, you know, he'll lay into you. But he liked me because I was lefty, tall, swung hard. You know, I aired it out, pole hitter, hit some home run. So he pauses for like 15 seconds, and I'm like, this whole 15 seconds, I'm like, here it comes, man. He's going to lay into me. He goes, all of a sudden he goes, nah, fuck it, me neither. I pulled them all too. And that's the first time I told that at a banquet too. I go, look, folks, I gotta tell you, I'm gonna swear once, but I have to because it really makes it funny.
Yeah.
He goes, ah, oh, fuck it, me neither. I pulled them all too. So that's the first time because I just kept hitting. I just turned around, I kind of smiled, and I turned around, and there's Yastrzemski. You know how they lean up against the stage? There's Yastrzemski. He's putting his head down. He's shaking his head. He never said a word the whole conversation.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know, he goes, ah, fuck it, me neither. I pulled them all too. I go, well, yeah, that's kind of my philosophy. And he never said another word to me. That was classic.
Yeah.
You know, I love that story because I can still see him sitting there, standing there doing that.
Yeah.
And after that, that year, that was in 90.
Yeah.
That's when I got called up to Boston.
Okay.
In 90. And then I went right to Seattle.
Okay.
And then I played a couple games there, went to Oakland, and then back to Boston, and that's where you saw me. I came up to pinch hit.
Yeah.
Now, a perfect example of getting back to letting a guy do his thing. I didn't play. I finally get up in Boston to pinch hit. I got it. We're losing the game 5-3, I think, and or 5-2, and we got a runner on third. First and third, I fly it out to not really deep, but I mean a few steps back in right field. Everybody starts screaming. They thought it was gone. I knew it was gone. I fly out. The guy tags up. He scores.
Right.
So I get an RBI. Right. So no big deal. So after the game is over, in the paper I read the next day, you know, Lance Lynam should have had it. He should have got a hit there. And I'm thinking, you know what? That's the difference between a guy that they like, who says, hey, he got a sacrifice fly in a situation where, you know, ninth inning, he's sitting around for nine innings, he comes and hit a sack fly. No, but, you know, no, I get the,
right.
You know, you should have got a hit there.
Right.
But Jesus, man, I just, you know, I flew
you're
out.
Doing
so
your
what?
Job,
what,
yeah.
Nobody ever
no,
flies
you
out.
To run in, you know?
I got the run in.
Yeah.
Well, I should have had a hit there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's figures.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, they sent me down in order to bring up Phil Plantier, I think. And I'll never forget, I'm sitting in my locker, and they go, you know, they tap you on the shoulder, and Skip wants to see you.
Yeah.
Just like the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Skip wants to see you. I'm like, fuck. I knew it, you know. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like 33, 34 years old, so I don't care what I say anymore. I don't hold back.
Yeah.
I go in there, and he goes, Rick, I got to send you down. I go, you know what, Joe? I go, you know what? That's fucking bullshit. I go, you gave me one at bat up here.
Yeah.
And you didn't even let me do my thing. Why do you think the reason I'm here is because I can hit. So why the fuck are you going to send me out? You know, I'm just getting so fucking sick of getting sent down. And he goes, well, you know, maybe. He goes, I got to bring up some guys. And he goes, you know, I don't even know if I fucking hear it. You know, I was just all pissed off.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's like, well, what are they going to do, release me?
Sure.
Like, do me a favor.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wind up getting sent back. I go back the following year to Pawtucket. I said, this is it. I'm going to shut it down.
Yeah.
And I wind up leading the league in all time.
Yeah.
I go, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I led the league in three different decades. So I was kind of proud of that.
Yeah.
And then after that year, I didn't get called up that year, all of 91. And then 92, I went to Italy.
Oh, you did play in Italy?
That's where I shut it down. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went to Italy to play.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great schedule there. Two games a week, three practices a week for about an hour, and 2 days off. I'm like, I love this.
This is great.
That's a great country.
You know, I was up in
good
Parma.
Food.
Oh, man, the food was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We were right there in Parma, right in the town.
Uh-huh.
So you'd walk out of your apartment, and the delis are there, and the cheese places. Oh, man, and the restaurants. It was great.
Yeah.
The guys on the team were great. Their English was pretty good.
Yeah.
I had a blast over there. And,
your family's from Rome?
My family's further south, Bologna, and down south toward Rome.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
I like Joe Morgan. I hear him speak all the time. He's always got stories and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Morgan magic and all this sort of thing.
Don't ask me where that came from.
Did you play for Hobson?
Yeah, I played for Butch, too.
Yeah, he had his trouble. Like,
yeah,
you know,
Butch had
the drugs and all that.
Yeah.
He's back up in the independent.
Yeah, yeah. But Joe had some weird things. You'd be sitting on the bench watching the game, right? This is Joe Morgan. You're sitting on the bench watching the game. You're in the middle of a ball game.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he goes, so Lance. And I go, yeah, Joe. You got a runner on third, right? You do these situation stuff with you. You got a runner on third, and the fly ball hit the center.
Yeah.
Where do you throw it? And I'm thinking, tagging up,
yeah.
Right? Throw home?
Yeah.
Throw home. He goes, yeah, but you got a runner on first. I go, well, okay. All right. Well, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, right.
All right. So you got to hit the cutoff, man.
Yeah.
What's the inning, Joe? What's the score?
Yeah.
Does this run mean that much, you know?
Yeah.
No. In general, where do you throw it? I go, cut off me, and he goes, okay. I'm like, and you look around at the guys that are going, they've been going that, please. Don't. He does this all the time.
Yeah.
The thing was, it's like, he's not making sense. I mean, the guys are like going, you got a runner on third, the ground ball hit the third. Are you going to go to first or home? Well, you check the runner on third, you throw it first. What if the guy in third is really fast?
Yeah.
You still check him in third or first.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what if the score's tied in ninth?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You still check him in third or first. You gotta get it out, or you gotta stand there and look at the guy in third.
You're going forever.
Yeah, right. So if you
can't win.
No, he couldn't win. It's like, and then he'd just go on to something else.
Yeah.
He'd be like going, okay, am I missing something? I'd look at the guys and go, am I missing something? And they'd all be going, please.
What about Ben Mondor?
Great. Those people over there are what baseball is supposed to be like. They treat people like people. They treat players like people. You know, they have more respect for the players than anybody anywhere I've ever met.
Yeah.
And it's no wonder that's why they have such a great organization.
Oh, they're so successful. Have you seen the new stadium?
No, I haven't. I would love to get down there. Every time I send somebody out there, oh, I'm going to Pawtucket, make sure you say hi to those people. Those people are, they're great people.
Yeah.
You know. What time's it out there on the floor?
1:30.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes too.
Oh, I got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I go down there quite a bit.
Do you?
Well,
then tell them I said hello. Mike still there? Tim Burrow?
Yes, yeah, I think so.
They're all there.
I don't know where
family.
Any of them, but I just go,
you know. Once in a while, Ben would come in and he goes, all right, dollar days, boys. You know, guess how many hits we're going to get.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say that because it's not really, it's not legal. But he would just come in with $20, you know. You know, if you guess the right number of hits.
A little bonus or whatever,
games he'd play with guys.
Yeah.
He was great. I mean, he just loved the guy because he was so into it.
Yeah.
He could tell he loved being there. And he just wanted to make you feel good. So you come in and anything, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And he's just outside of the gate.
Sure.
And
sure.
I get some trouble, you know. He'd give guys money when he needed it. Man, I'm trying to buy a car. Well, you make sure you go see that guy. You know what I mean?
Set up a deal for you.
Set up a deal for you. You know, you tell him I send you. I mean, he goes, man, I'll call him and tell him you're coming. So, that was bad.
I guess we're getting close to the end here, but just, I don't know, do you want to have a few parting words about your career?
That's what you left.
Yeah, just, you know, what your thoughts are on the game.
You know, it's
obviously
hard.
You love the game.
It is. It's hard to put a career of 17 years into a few words, but I try to instill, now that I teach it, because I got out of the game in 92. I started the business, Buffalo School of Baseball in 93. I do it because I love it. I try to instill that you have to have a passion. Whatever your passion is, go for it. And don't let anybody tell you you can't do it, because there are going to be people who either tell you you can't or think you can't.
Yeah.
And I was never the kind of person who would follow. I'm not a follow the leader guy. I said, look, I'm going to go after this. And if you get in my way, I'm going to run you over.
Yeah.
You know? And I try to always remember that, you know, that when I was playing, I loved it. I just loved it. I loved being there. I got there 2 hours before every game. I left 2 hours after every game. My poor wife would sit in that parking lot all by herself.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she would never say a word, God bless her. She knew what kind of person. I said, I can't. I have to go. She's like, you don't have to be here till 4. It's 2. I go, I know. And the game's over 10. How come you're coming out at 11:30? I go, I just can't leave.
Yeah.
But other guys, they'd be showered by the, you know, as soon as that ninth, that third out is made in the ninth inning, man, they're out the door. I'm like, where are you going? Well, I got to go home. I go, why? This isn't going to last forever, you know. And I always felt that it was never going to last forever. And I think I had that insight that it wasn't going to last forever. So while it was happening, I was going to have as much fun as I could and play my ass off all the time. And that way, when it was all said and done, I can look back and say, well,
you gave it your best shot.
I gave it my best shot, and I don't have any regrets. I can sleep good at night knowing that I did what I did. And just thank God that I got to play at least one day in the big leagues, because I think that would really bother me.
Yeah.
You know, that you played all those years and couldn't make it. You know?
Sure,
but
sure.
I did that. I hit a home run, and I hit 2 home runs in the big leagues. You know, so I did that. You know, so I got these little goals that.
Do you remember the home runs? Or,
First one against Atlanta.
Okay, because I was going to get you the history of. I can get you a log of that. Who was against the game?
Jeff Dedman.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Dedman. I get to pinch hit, and I hit a home run, and I got that one on videotape.
Oh, okay.
The next, then I came up to pinch hit the following day in Cincinnati against Ron Robinson.